rest in peace to Baby Yacht, Riverdale artist. Yeah, he was 22, I think he just turned 22. I don't know anything about it or whatever, but you know, from the DMV Hood News page, it sounded like he said something about police was called at like 4 o'clock or something. So man, these motherfuckers, man, is, I don't know, man, they turning up broad daylight, man. It's like, it's the thing though. I believe that in the hood you got like an expiration on you, and the hood was about timing. Like a lot of people know me, and they probably like, oh nigga, you wasn't deep in that shit, man. I was just as deep as every nigga that you know. Just maybe not on the, you know, on the serious shit that I can't speak about, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, to that part. But far as getting money, like, man, we was like on the same, man, maybe even deeper than some people, because some people just, you know what I'm saying, it's niggas that steal, you got niggas that rob, and you got niggas that kill, you know what I'm saying. Some niggas just work more in the rob and kill, you know what I'm saying, and then it's the getting money side. Like, again, money side, I can tell you all about that. That robbing and killing, I can't really tell you. I can't tell you nothing about that, no way. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, we getting global. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. But it's an expiration, man, with this street shit. And you know, this is gonna be part one. I'm gonna talk a little more, but you know, I really just want to, you know, send a little tribute out and just, you know, so you can hear. Dude had talent, man. He was dope, man. And he definitely stayed down with, you know, with his side. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, real good dude. Like, you know, a nigga that'll say in an interview, I love protecting my niggas. Like, that's some big dog shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Most niggas don't even think in that manner. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and he was young. That interview he shot, he probably was like 20. Or 19 or something. If he was 22 now, he probably was like 19, and that's where his mindset was at. So it's like, that's some deep shit, you know what I'm saying? Deep ass youngin. You know, but like I said, it's a time limit with this street shit. Like, you only got a certain amount of time. Remember, I told you, if you getting money, you a target. Regardless, you a target if you getting money. If you getting money and you know, it's a lot, like a lot of people don't have a way of, a lot of people don't have a way of showing it, but I understand it, because when you're getting so much money, it's hard not to show it off. It's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Either with your clothes, or you know, if you're a person that take the pictures with the money, or you know, it's, you working hard and you ain't scared of nobody, so you know what I'm saying, you feel it in that order. And I don't think he was really a flashy person at all, you know what I'm saying? But he was a designer doughboy, you know what I'm saying? That's what they stood by. So it's like certain shit like this rap shit and all this kind of shit, it kind of like forces you to portray something sometimes, or forces people, like people will look at the name of your shit and be like, oh shit, like, well, yeah, he designed a doughboy, he's supposed to be fly shit, they gotta be in the latest fashion, and you know what I'm saying, that's how niggas think, and they approach you and watch you on that type of manner, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, to me, I just feel like it's a time limit with the streets. Like you know, some niggas been out there since they was, you know, he said in his raps, niggas been out there since he was 8, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas been out, but you know, when you start so young in that shit, it's an expiration. You got like a 7-year span. It's like football or running backs from Spain. Like, you know, they be like, oh, they got like 8 years, and then they gonna be, by the time they're 30, they're no good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how it is with the streets. Like, you gotta try to get all of the money out of that shit that you can in that little 7 to 8 year span or 10 year span, and then you got to change it up. You can't go bumping cars. You can't be, if you drive, you start off in bumping cars. You can't do that the whole entire way. You got to eventually, okay, I'm going to start driving real cars. You know, I'm just giving you a metaphor, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm trying to say, like you got to, if it's rocky and shit is getting, it got to start getting easier for you, you know what I'm saying? Or the chance of something happening is going to be raised because you're not living, you're not slowing down your business. But sometimes when you start so young, It's hard to slow down at 22, 21, 18 to 23. That's the years where, that was the years where a nigga would walk up and rock your dome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are the years. But now, when I said the threshold has changed, it went up and it went back. Motherfuckers 14, 12 with that rocket. You know what I'm saying? And to do something and to shoot it too, you know what I'm saying? So it's a range with that street shit, man. You gotta realize, like, even if it feels sweet, it gotta change. You see what I'm saying? Like it can't, like, see when you get caught up into it, you be like, oh man, I know what I'm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you, so at some point you gotta, like. Not to bring up a show, but like, if you watch the show Power, if you pay attention to the one lesson that Ghost gives that's powerful to, like, street niggas, is how much he be trying to keep the business like shit and keep you know to keep us away from them. You know, of course he's contradicting because he's messing with the Fed lady, but as a, like, the shit that he tries to instill into Tommy is still. He's still a real nigga right there. Like, on that part, on the street nigga side of it, Ghost is the realest nigga on there for real. You know what I'm saying? And, but you gotta, like, kind of clean the business up, man. Just slow your shit down, because, like, life come at you fast as shit at 21, 22 anyway. And then when you live in that, then you rapping that, it's like so much. Like I said, there's so many eyes on you, man. So many eyes on you for just getting money. And then you rap, too. It's hard, man. Like, but I understand it. I understand it. Like, you gotta get it how you live. And I know he was, like, a good person, like, taking care of people. And, like, you could just tell he was a sight. I can't believe, I thought he was probably, like, at least 26, 27. Or whatever, like, that's crazy. But just like, even like my dog Fats, like, when I went to the gym a couple times with Fats, and Fats told me he was 22, and I was like, damn, these little young Riverdale niggas is solid, bro. They mind frame at 22. I don't think my mind, like, the shit that the nigga Fats was saying to me, bro, like, I don't the shit Fats was saying to me, I don't, like, remember no young nigga ever talking to me like that, like, or no, and I was kind of like I was never a hothead, I was never out here whipping out on niggas, and, you know what I'm saying, I was never, like, really, a super hothead, I was just focused on money and, you know what I'm saying, and females, like, you know, like, that, you know, like, the average, or whatever, but, like, his mind frame, I'm like, this nigga gotta be, like, 25, I knew he was young, but I'm like, this nigga probably, like, 25, 20. They said, nah, I just turned 22. Like, damn. So, man, them niggas, man, they was miles ahead of each other. But like I said, it's long. It's you gotta break it off, and at some point you gotta kind of break it off for the look. See, you know, you look at your age and you're like, I'm 22, man, fuck this shit. But you've been doing it for so long, so many people from different time zones and different broads, and you know what I'm saying? It's just rough, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, blessings to them. You know, I'm gonna get more into what I mean by a time span, just in case, you know, You know what I'm saying? But just, you know, rest in peace to the baby Ock, man. You know, blessings to Riverdale. You know, I hope they, hope everybody hold their head and, you know what I'm saying, don't do nothing crazy. You know, I sent my support, you know what I'm saying? Like, so. But yeah, we gonna get with this part one, we're gonna get into part two. We get into some of his music, you know, check him out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.